We are here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in Spokane, Washington. And to my right,
is
Toby left G. Right, Hayes. Yes. I like how you put your middle initial in. All right. Toby G. Hayes from East Idaho Credit Union. How are you, Toby?
I'm doing good.
Good.
It's a good day in Spokane.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful outside. Yeah. It's really nice out there.
Beautiful fall colors, rain.
Oh my gosh, I took some great pictures yesterday. Oh. So happy. So happy. I love coming up here this time of year. All right, sir. Before we get into the topic at hand, how's the conference going for you?
It's really good.
Yeah?
It's great to see all these credit unions come together and the states come together. So you got Washington, Oregon, Idaho, mm-hmm. and all of us in the same place. And it's collaboration at its best.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all here for that singular purpose of helping each other, but ultimately helping the members of each member's credit union. And it's fantastic energy here.
That's what credit unions are all about, getting together and collaborating and finding out how to do stuff a lot better.
Yep.
And you guys are doing some really cool stuff as well. You have a program called Kicks for Kids that I just learned that you guys have been doing this for like 30, your credit union's been doing this for 30 years. So tell us about Kicks for Kids, and then how can we help out? How can other credit unions help out, or how can they?
Well, we saw a very specific need in our community, and this is in Idaho Falls. This is in the east side of Idaho. Mm-hmm. We're not too far from Yellowstone and Grand Teton.
Beautiful part of the world. Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And a very cold part of the world, too. And about 30 years ago, there was a need that a group of school counselors came to us and said, hey, we have kids that need shoes. And at Christmas time, as the snow starts coming in Idaho, we have some kids that they just need some basic necessities.
Sure.
They just need shoes.
Sure.
And so we took that initiative and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we created a program that was originally called Coins for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we put those water jugs, those big blue water jugs, in all the elementary schools.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, some of your classmates, kids who go to these schools, need shoes. And it's taking that principle of people helping people. And it's kids helping kids.
Yeah.
And they're able to come in and bring their spare change, and we've collected that and used it to buy shoes for kids in need.
Well, and that's something I was just about to say. This is a characteristic or a quality that can start really early in kids and that can last them a lifetime.
Yeah,
so guys are really doing something special here.
It teaches them the power of saving and that not only are they saving for the future, but they're saving for someone else and that cooperative nature that we're all accustomed to and that we all love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's just continued to grow over the years. Just last year, we distributed almost 1,500 pairs of shoes.
Wow, that's amazing.
And
good job.
We've partnered with the shoe department, which has stores in different malls all over the country, and we happen to have a couple stores near us. And so we're able to get discounted shoes from them that we are able to pass on to these kids, and so we distribute these vouchers, and they get to go in and they get to pick out their own shoes, which is
that makes it more fun. That makes it fun too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Right on. And just yesterday, did you see the coats for kids thing out there? And they were on the news and all that type of stuff. So this is very infectious.
Yeah.
This is spreading. So it's really nice.
So credit unions, it's not just about money. It's not just about making loans. It's it's about helping within our communities, and it's about having a real impact. And when you get down to the power of one, that one person, that one kid that you're able to help, and you can make all the difference in their life. We had a kid last year who had different size feet, and his family was struggling to give shoes that fit him, and he never had shoes that ever fit him because they were only able to buy him one pair of shoes.
Right.
And so we said, we'll buy him two. We'll buy one of each size so that he has, the first time in his life he's ever had a new pair of shoes, and first time in his life he's ever had a pair of shoes
that they fit properly. Fit. Yeah, no doubt.
So, and that's, to see his smile on kids' faces like that.
Means the world to them. Means the world.
It's like basic necessities.
Yeah. And,
but yeah, you're right. It does mean the world to him. It's amazing that as a cooperative organization that we can take that cooperation specifically to our communities and make that kind of
and spread
impact.
It. Yeah, spread it. Yeah, it's very good. And yeah, yesterday the Coats for Kids thing, that was a global credit union event thing that they were running right out there. So credit unions are like doing some fantastic things, and you guys are a great example of that as well. So it's really neat. So where are you guys gonna? What's next for this?
I mean, good question.
Yeah. I mean, how much bigger can it be?
The demand just keeps growing.
I could
growing.
Imagine.
Sadly, it keeps growing. Yeah. And so we actually saw the need that it used to be just a wintertime thing. And now we've continued to see the need grow throughout the year, back to school time.
Mm-hmm.
With back to school, just the last couple of months, we've distributed 150, 200 pairs of shoes. And these are school counselors calling us. These are social workers calling us and saying, this kid needs shoes.
Right.
And so it's great that we're able to step in and help. But it's taken a great deal of fundraising. So we actually, we started a charity golf tournament that we do every June in Idaho Falls. And it's great because we bring our credit union friends together.
Right
we bring our vendors together, and they see that need, and they see that niche that we're able to fill, and they can they come in and cooperatively help as well. And so this year, we raised almost $50,000
at
our golf tournament.
Oh my God, that's a lot of shoes.
We buy like 2,000 pairs of
shoes. That's a lot of shoes.
So it's
for you.
It's fantastic. And it's sad to see that need grow, but it's fantastic that we're able to step in and help.
Indeed. So what advice do you have for other credit unions out there who may want to do something similar? And I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So.
There's a Chinese proverb that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time to plant a tree is today.
Yeah.
So I say just get started.
Yeah.
And see what need there is in your community. See what you can do as an organization to fill that need and then make it happen.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm sure you're available to, if any credit unions want to call up and say, hey, we need to, how can we get started?
Absolutely.
What are some steps? So good stuff. All right, Toby, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing some really great news. And I hope this thing just keeps growing bigger and bigger for you guys. It's a pretty cool thing you guys are doing for kids in your neck of the woods.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right, man.
Thank you.
Good job. There he is, Toby G. Hayes from East Idaho Credit Union, doing some good stuff for kids in his area. Kicks for Kids. Go check it out. Good stuff.
Thank you.